This is a Cato Special Podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. It's not yet clear, but this weekend's elections in Zimbabwe have apparently left Robert Mugabe in his weakest position in many years. Cato Institute policy analyst Marion Tupi suggests what ought to be next for Zimbabwe.
All the indications are that Morgan Tsvangirai and his Movement for Democratic Change, which is the opposition party in Zimbabwe, won massive victory in Saturday's elections. We know that because the actual votes have been counted on the precinct level. They've been counted and then posted on at the polling stations. And all of that data was then given to an MDC nerve center, election nerve center, if you will, in Johannesburg, who then people there then collated the data, and they've come up with the following numbers. They believe that they will have a majority in parliament. They believe that the governing party is going to be completely obliterated in the parliamentary elections. And they also believe that Robert Mugabe was defeated by Morgan Tsvangirai and that Tsvangirai won 60% of the vote. Now, since Saturday's elections, the Central Zimbabwean Electoral Commission refused to release the official results of both parliamentary and presidential election. And there is a great deal of concern that they are using this time in order to create electoral fraud and declare ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe winners.
Assuming that Mugabe is not able to hold on to power, what are the immediate next steps that Zimbabwe needs to take to begin to, I guess, stop the bleeding, such as inflation of 100,000%, abject poverty everywhere?
Well, first you need political stability. In other words, whatever happens over this week, and assuming that one way or another Mugabe departs, what you need to accomplish is an acknowledgement by all levels of Zimbabwean society that the regime has changed, that the opposition has in fact come to power. Once you have the political stability in the country, the first economic issue that you have to address is an inflation rate of 165,000% currently. And that is really the first and foremost step toward stabilizing the Zimbabwean economy and setting it on a path to growth. But aside from that, you need to recreate at least a semblance of trust in the legal system, a semblance of trust in the police and the army and the courts, that they will protect property and individuals from harm, and property from being taken by the state. Other issues that the government will have to address pertain to the business environment. Zimbabwe is the least economically free country in the Fraser Institute's Index of Economic Freedom, and it is extremely difficult to do business in Zimbabwe. Consequently, the business environment will have to be liberalized. The same goes for trade with the rest of the world, and also for the tax system, which is incredibly complicated and will need to be simplified. So no question, the new Zimbabwean government, should they come to power, and that is not at all clear, will have to work extremely hard in order to get the Zimbabwean economy back on path to growth.
African leaders around Zimbabwe have been very careful somehow not to criticize Mugabe's regime. Assuming he does hold on to power, which it's not at all clear that he will, is there anything that they ought to do to hasten his departure?
It is not at all clear whether many of them would exercise some kind of pressure for him to go. I mean, remember that in the Southern African Development Community, a country like Angola has been run by the same person since the mid-1970s. They haven't had elections in Angola since 1994. And so it's not like these people have tremendous democratic credentials. And consequently, it would be hypocritical for some of the African leaders to criticize Mugabe for things that they do themselves. I think that the West has to make it very clear that, you know, if Mugabe steals the elections, that they do not accept that, perhaps tighten the sanctions on the Zimbabwean governing elite, but also make it clear to the African Union that business cannot go on as usual, that they are risking good relationship with the West if they do not put pressure on Mugabe. Now, whether Mugabe succumbs to that pressure or not is an open question. He historically has been quite contemptuous of international opinion, and I think much more important to his survival will be the attitude of the army and the police over the next few hours and the next few days. If they are willing to back him, he will stay on. If they desert him, we will see genuine change in Zimbabwe.
Marion Tupi is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. This has been a Cato special podcast. You can subscribe to this and other podcasts in iTunes or at cato.org.